There are certain things that happen in our lives where you just never quite learn it, but you think you did, or you think it's normal because it's what your family did or what you started doing. You just didn't know any better. And then there's that moment when there's an awakening where you go, wait, what? For me, you heard it. I started making fun of Joe for wiping sitting down one time on the show.
Yes.
And then it was the moment when everybody went, wait, what do you do?
Yeah, how do you do it?
What? And then that caused a lot of other people who were like me to go, oh, stay seated.
Yeah,
good idea.
Yeah, a lot of people just, you know, lean.
I'm a convert now. But other people, it's different times. For example, this one. My 29-year-old boyfriend just learned the expression living vicariously is not living bicuriously when he said that at the table with all of his coworkers.
Oh, man.
How many times had he said that?
Mm.
And people would just go, all right.
Maybe thought he was like just trying to be funny and wasn't. Right? That's way worse than when I thought it was all intensive purposes instead of all intents and purposes.
Yeah,
I was
that
in
one's pretty
when
minor.
I found that one out. But
that's pretty minor compared to.
Oh, yeah, I'd much rather that one.
And I don't think a lot of people would even catch that.
No.
You know. This one, I knew a guy who referred to U-turns. Instead of saying it, he would whistle through his teeth. Something like that. I don't know if it was that whistle, but.
So, like, I'm going to pull up here and I need to make a.
Yeah, they said it's like it was like a wee-woo sound. He'd be like, so he would give directions like, yeah, go past the McDonald's, then do a.
Okay.
And no one knew what it was, and it would mystify and enrage other people. They'd be like,
what am I supposed to be doing when you do that?
Is that whack it? Yeah. What are you hiding? Mm-hmm.
Is that similar to the people who, you know, touch the roof of their car when they go under a yellow light? You ever see that?
Yeah, a lot of people have weird little traditions like that that I've never gotten into.
Yeah. What do they do?
They, like, if you go under a red light or, like, yellow light that's turning red, you're supposed to touch the roof of your car.
Kiss your hand. And yeah, I knew somebody.
What does that do?
It's good luck.
Keeps you from getting T-boned?
Yeah.
I guess. It's just a weird habit that a lot of people had, especially when I started driving. Some of my friends would do it, and I'm like, I'm going to do that, too. And I was like, nope, I already tapped too many things. I don't need to add a roof to that. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah, there have been plenty of times when I'm with somebody and there's some tradition like that, what are you doing? Oh, everybody does this. And I go, well, not everyone, because I didn't know why you were just doing that.
Yeah.
Because I think there's tradition. There, like, certain people have traditions when they go over railroad tracks or on a bridge or through a tunnel or what. And I, you know, all right. I mean, I just drive, I guess. But
yeah.
I thought dipping white bread and sweet tea was a snack that everybody had. And I remember telling y'all, it was not until like 3 years ago when I was like, oh my God, one of the best snacks as a kid. Sweet tea with a dipping white bread in it. And y'all were all grossed out.
But that might be I bet it's more common in the South because the North, no one really drinks sweet tea.
Yeah sweet tea isn't nearly as common.
But I would dip bread and milk too as a kid before I started drinking sweet tea. It was bread and milk. And y'all were just like, you just liked soggy bread. And when you put it that way, no.
Yeah,
that does not sound good.
But it was a great snack.
Hotwings, remember when you learned how to spell naive?
Yeah, I remember it.
That was a big one. Hotwings really dug his heels in and was ready to die on the hill of knave. And that provided great joy for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I get it.
The word is knave. There was even a song produced for it.
There was?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. Oh, you may be right, I may be crazy. And it was just hot.
The word is knave.
No, knave.
I had no idea that's how you spelled naive.
You don't say.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a terrible day.
That was. It must have felt.
For somebody who always considered themselves pretty good at English. And I am. I am pretty good at English. I'm a pretty good writer and stuff. But for some reason, I had never had to spell that word out in a class or say it out loud. Mm-hmm. So
that must have felt very egregious the way everyone jumped on top of you.
Absolutely. And yeah, those moments where you realize I've never put those two things together that I really thought they were different words. And I had never, even when I was writing a story or something, I knew what naive meant, but I never wrote it. Never thought about it.
Text from Alabama. Hey, just checking in here. That thing Kelly's talking about with bread and sweet tea or milk, that's a crackhead thing, not a Southern thing.
Oh, no. I'm telling my mama you said that.
Yeah. That's decidedly OTP.
Yeah.
This one. I always thought they were saying windshield factor, not wind chill factor. So I thought it had something to do with how cold it was if you're riding on the windshield.
Before the window cracked.
One of my oddities is when I'm driving a car, if a blackbird crosses my windshield, I'll put a mark of an X on the windshield with a dry erase.
You have a dryer? You just carry one with you?
That sounds very safe. Hold on. There goes the bird. You're tracing it? What are you?
I feel like I see blackbirds a lot.
Yeah, that's, how do you see after a while?
Yeah.
You better make very little X's.
Who pays attention to see what kind of birds they are?
Yeah, are you very specific? Like, can you do it for a red-winged blackbird or a swallow that's mostly dark-colored?
Yeah, seems like a real hassle. You might want to get that looked at by a doctor.
Katie writes, I always thought it was normal to swallow your toothpaste because my mom did.
Oh.
That is awful.
No, yeah, you're 100% not supposed to do that.
It might even say it on there.
Yeah. Like, call poison control.
Right. If you're old enough, you'll remember this. When I was a kid, I started putting Coca-Cola in my milk. I didn't like it, but that's what Laverne and Shirley did on TV.
It's true. Yeah. Well, yeah. Certainly, Shirley was into milk and Pepsi.
Or Laverne.
Laverne, yeah, was into milk
Ew.
And Pepsi. Yeah,
was it Pepsi? Yeah.
Milk and Pepsi, yeah. And I remember trying that once because of the show, because it sounded gross.
It is.
But I remember as a kid going, maybe it's good. And then I go, no, this is terrible. This is just awful. I mean, it's really not that much. If you really think deeply about it, it's not much different than a Coke float. Or
exactly,
a root beer float.
So
it's the
gross.
Same idea.
Oh, yeah, but it's not.
But it's different because it's...
it's melted.
Because it's
I refuse
fully
to accept
mixed.
That. You're right, but I disagree.
Yeah, instead of it's like slightly separate ingredients, it's a mixture now.
I don't understand the desire for soda with dairy. That grosses me the hell out.
I used to like a float, I guess.
I don't. Well,
I haven't done that. And
why would I want them together?
I was
kid.
My
grandma,
were fine separate.
All the time in the summer, let's make a Coke float. And we'd have like Dr. Pepper or Coke or whatever. We can do whatever we want. And I'm like, can you just put strawberry ice cream in a cup and I'll just mash it until it's soft enough to drink out of a straw?
And then I'll have a soda on the side.
And then I'll have a shake. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, I always thought when families went to places with putt-putt and go-karts, it was goat carts.
Goat carts.
You know, all right.
Hmm.
I have lived in the South my entire life. From Alabama again, and I've never heard of dipping white bread in sweet tea.
That must have been like a my mama thing.
We used to mom would say, all right, you want a snack, get a piece of bread. So then we'd roll it into as tight of a ball as possible, like the size of a golf ball.
So it's practically dough again.
And then eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a way of making bread not as boring as it was.
I got to play with this bread.
Yes. My brother and I used to play a game we made called Bus Stop. I thought it was pretty normal and a fun thing to do until I was much older, and my friend pointed out that this game was literally just the two of us wandering around outside eating popsicles. There's no game. It's just you and your brother walking around.
Pick random corners to stand on for a little while.
A bus isn't coming.
That's very strange. I thought fingers were called fingers until my second grade teacher laughed in my face.
Oh,
wait,
man.
You, Maitland, did you think fingers were fingers?
Yeah, I would call it fingers and my thumb. And my mom was like, no, it's fingers and thumb. And I was like, nah, that doesn't make sense.
Fingers and thumb.
It took me way longer than it should have to figure that out.
This text, I always said the words nipplish or nipply to mean chilly or cold. The first time my in-laws heard me, my now father-in-law laughed so hard he started coughing, and he couldn't stop coughing, and a little blood came out.
Oh, God.
He almost killed
him.
Yeah, I said it's a bit nipply in here.
Yeah, we used to always say that when we were kids. It's a bit nipply. So, yeah, they were your family were the outliers and not knowing what that term meant.
Especially you put your fingers up under your shirt, like by your actual nipples, and you say, it's a bit nipply outside.
Right? In my family, poops were always called twosies. The TV remote was a fat controller, and going out to dinner at a nice restaurant was called getting some food from the counter meal. Your family made things really
getting
hard.
Some food from the counter meal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or going out for a counter meal, I should say.
I don't understand the remote control at all.
What was it called?
A fat something.
Fat controller.
Fat controller. Maybe they had two different remotes.
I mean,
and the one that they needed was the fatter one.
I guess the.
I get the twosie.
I guess
for,
because you don't have
two.
To get up, you are fat. I don't know. That's one I certainly never heard.
I told my 4-year-old not to touch the inside of the toilet because there are always poo particles in there. A few days later, she asked her dad what he was reading, and he said an article. She responded, a poop article? Now we call bad news stories poop articles.
Yeah.
Ryan writes, my mother-in-law eats crumbled cornbread in milk. Okay.
Yeah, some people, I guess, just like wet bread.
This text from the 931. How come you never read my text, you bastards? Well, I'm looking back
Send
at them.
Better ones.
Not that interested.
Yeah. Generally speaking, that would be why.
I like the photo you sent of your dog a while ago. There.
The most nice. Interesting thing about you is your dog. Have your dog text.
Yeah, I bet he has some fun things to say. Woof. Yeah. Wheelbarrow, not wheelbarrow. That's pretty common, right, Kelly?
Yeah, I said wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
I bet you that one's
wheelbarrow. I said tape measurer up until about 9 months ago. And I still say it. And people are like, oh, hammerer. They'll tag me those. I'm like, I never said hammerer. I said tape measurer.
I remember it.
Because I was measuring things. And I needed a tape measurer. I think I borrowed Hot Wings. And then Hot Wings was like, could you please say it correctly?
What word did you use again?
Text from Nashville. My mom told me growing up that when I got cold sores, it was because I was constipated. So she'd give me a laxative on Friday, ruining my weekend as a kid. It wasn't until college I found out it was a form of herpes.
Yeah, the reason you got cold sores is because you had a handsy uncle.
Jesus. Something's going on.
Yeah.
Very strange.